From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Inside a mud-walled 19th-century fortress in northern Afghanistan, a fierce battle is underway. Taliban forces are fighting troops of the Afghan Northern Alliance near the city of Mazar-i-Sharif. The group of mostly Pakistani, Arab, and Chechen Taliban fighters surrendered over the weekend, but when Alliance troops tried to disarm them, they resisted and set off a bloody uprising. Several hundred prisoners are believed to have been killed, along with at least 40 Alliance soldiers. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Mazar-i-Sharif.
The medieval-looking fortress carved out of tan rock and mud seems a fitting stage for a last stand. Kalayongi means fortress of war. Its walls are 50 feet high in some places. All day, automatic gunfire and loud explosions echoed across the expanse of mountains and parched desert surrounding it. From the top of one wall, Alliance troops used tanks, Kalashnikov rifles, and rocket-propelled grenades to blast the Taliban. The hardened Taliban fighters fired mortars and grenade launchers in a frantic bid to fight their way out. Alliance Lieutenant General Mahmoud Sharif promises his forces will crush the remaining resistance. We've killed most of them already. There are only about 50 of the foreigners left, and they have no chance of getting out. He says the battle will end soon. Bolstering the general's confidence are about two dozen uniformed American and British Special Forces personnel. They spent a second day at the fortress using laser-guided devices to direct airstrikes at the Taliban foreigners. But one bomb went astray, carving a gaping cavity in a part of the fort held by Alliance troops. U.S. officials say five American servicemen were seriously injured in the incident. An Alliance commander said the errant bomb killed six of his own men. Simon Brooks of the Red Cross says it is impossible to give overall casualty figures. He and his colleagues were caught in the crossfire when the battle erupted on Sunday and have not been able to return.
So we went out there to try and see what we could do, and also to make an assessment of the humanitarian situation. Unfortunately, we would have to say that the security situation is not under control. We're not able to go back there, but just as soon as we can, we will. And depending on the situation we find out there, we would be hopeful that we can have access to any detainees which may still be alive out there.
All day, Alliance reinforcements crammed into a motley convoy of jeeps, windowless sedans, and tractors rumbled along a dusty road toward the fortress. Alliance troops harbor a special hatred for the foreigners who fight among the Taliban. Alliance commander Kamal Adin is dressed for battle in a tattered gray tunic and filthy headscarf. He's in a mood to finish off the last of the Taliban. I'd give my last drop of blood to wipe them out, says Kamal. Later in the evening, American warplanes dramatically stepped up their bombing of the fortress. Bright orange flames shot into the air above the complex. Loud explosions shook buildings in the center of Mazar-i-Sharif, 7 miles away. The city remained quiet, except for the traditional Muslim call to prayer and Quran reading from its blue-tiled central mosque. Mazar-i-Sharif was once considered an Afghan cultural and intellectual center. Now it is dilapidated and forlorn. Most people in Mazar-i-Sharif were happy to see the Taliban driven out 2 weeks ago, but the raging battle at the edge of their city is a reminder that tranquility is an elusive concept in Afghanistan. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News. Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan.